You know, I'm always talking about how food at last has been deemed worthy of academic study. Well, there's no more vivid example of this than the Food Arts Conference that happened at the University of Texas in San Antonio. Now, researchers came from all over the world to discuss food in the arts and literature. One of the researchers at the conference was Professor Christopher Wickham. He's Associate Professor of German at the University of Texas, San Antonio. Professor Wickham, welcome.
Well, I'm very glad to be with you, Lynn.
Can you give us an idea of the scope of the conference?
Well, it ranges all the way across the board. As you know, food is everywhere, and food isn't just for eating anymore, probably
right.
Never was. Food is in film, food is in literature, food is in all of the other arts, the fine arts that we know, still lifes, paintings, sculptures, nursery rhymes of children. They come up over and over again. References to little Jack Horner sat in the corner eating his Christmas pie and all of these things.
Yeah.
Food really is everywhere. And this conference, which is really the brainchild of my colleague, Dr. Santiago Didi Tolson, has been going now. We're now on the fifth serving. It runs every other year. And this year, 2008, was the fifth time. And it really has covered the gamut.
I'm looking at the list here. Edible Ideologies is one panel. Reading Meals, Manners, and Meaning, another panel. Food is Identity. And the disciplines, I mean, who are these people? Are they anthropologists mainly? Are they historians mainly?
They come from a wide variety of backgrounds, including those you mentioned. Also foreign language scholars, people who study culture, sociologists,
mm-hmm.
certainly art historians, some culinary specialists who take an interest in the history of their discipline. It really is a very broad spectrum.
Is this a new idea? I mean, I realize the conference has been going on for 10 years, but is this a recent thing for researchers like yourself to look at food in
these
ways?
I think it's been going on for a very long time in nooks and crannies, and this conference over the years has brought these people together, got them sort of away from their desks and able to talk about food and to celebrate food in a more open forum.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think this is important?
Well, food is important to everything, everybody, everyone. This is elemental. It's like breathing, it's like death, it's like taxes. Everybody
mm-hmm.
needs food and has to deal with food. Everybody knows something about food. Everybody has a take on food. And, of course, artists are just like everybody else in this respect, and they process this awareness, this knowledge, and this acquaintance with food in their own particular ways, in their own particular media and genre.
Right.
And that's what makes this such a rich experience for us.
I think there's a bunch of us that are going to be fighting for front row seats in another 2 years. Professor, thank you for talking with us.
My pleasure entirely.
Christopher Wickham is Associate Professor of German at the University of Texas, San Antonio, and he was talking about the biennial Food in Arts Conference.